And welcome to season 9, episode 11 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, so very happy to be here once again to spend some time with you all and with my two best friends, other than my beloved wife, of course, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you tonight, sir?
I survived Arrakis, so I'm happy about that.
Would you be okay with us posting that little bit of video?
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he truly was on the Dune planet. Frightening. Off on some mission, of course. We don't talk about what the Chief does. But apparently he was doing it where there was no oxygen.
That was the mothership taking off.
They dropped him off after the meeting.
Man.
Should we just now call you Muad'Dib?
I'm alive. You call me alive. I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah, poor soul. That was, that's nasty stuff. It was nice of them to let you know that there was, bad weather going on outside.
Yeah, hey, don't die. Got it. Thank you.
Goon, how you been, man?
You know, all in all, it's been a pretty good week. Let's do a job check. Everybody still working?
Yes.
Being at what you call, I do worry.
Well, thank you. And did you buy extra salt for that wound?
And we know that Mr. Browning is working too. And he was working hard over the weekend, filling his smoker.
Oh, I try not to drool on my phone.
I think my favorite part of the conversation we had when he sent us pictures was you going, I don't even think the Chief could eat all of that. And all of a sudden, yes, I could. or challenge just said it.
But do I hear a challenge? And then he said, if you feel froggy. And I was like, I doubt you just want a dude showing up with the bib going like, all right, let's get started.
There was enough there for Chief. How about the rest of us, you know?
It looked wonderful.
It did. I will actually, I hope he doesn't mind. I'm going to post pictures too. Yeah, that was some good stuff.
Well, if he minds, you can tell us after he hears this and we'll say, well, it's already posted.
So exactly. Much like the judge, it's too late for a ruling. So there you go.
I'm sorry. The plane's already taken off. They're gone.
I have a question and I'm just call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Thank you. Let's say that plane had gone more than half a tank's worth of distance and is now being ordered by the judge to return. What do they do? Do they turn around and crash in the ocean?
Oh,
because he's got an ego?
I was wishing that it would, because everything else is meme or troll-like. That the orange one would have said the ruling on the field was there. Because everything now is, and I don't get it. So he made that statement. They're just going to disregard it anyway. So what is the point? Because now they're saying, oh, you can't do that to anyone. And he's like, who are you? And how will you stop me? This is the big thing that I always worry about is rule of law. Rule of law is just because we accept. The second we stop accepting, what happens? That's the Judge Dredd scenario.
Well, and here's indeed. The really funny part. That judge was not on the docket to handle emergency applications. They're scheduled. It's like wearing a beeper, okay? It wasn't his turn. All of a sudden, though, magically, he's the one that gets assigned that particular case. You know, he's also famous for another case. There's a recent case
where
FBI agent literally admitted, yep, did everything I could to ruin the president's chances of getting elected, and I falsified information, and I fabricated data and all this other stuff.
And so he's in prison, right?
No, he gave him time served with a slap on the hand. So losing his job was bad enough.
And did you see that he's still practicing law?
So I wouldn't say he's practicing. It's probably pretty good at it.
All he got was the $500 fine. He didn't even...
For falsifying FISA information for a warrant. Yeah.
Orange Man bad, so, I mean, we're good, hey?
Right, it was okay. It's justifiable. You know, Orange Man bad.
If you didn't know, now you know for sure.
And now Electron Man bad too.
Oh, yeah, so... What I don't understand is those that were of the sort that wanted to save the planet and do all the green stuff.
And were buying a Tesla because they thought it would do that. Yeah.
I mean, look, we're not going to go over the logistics. We're just going to.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's not talk about who shot who, shall we?
Point is, all those folks can't get rid of it and do all the other stuff. They now have to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, much like in Training Day, you know, the will the animals wipe themselves out? And if Denzel said, God willing. So, like, it's terrible.
You know, it's funny. If anything should tell you that it was all virtue signaling and kabuki, the quickness with which they turned on the guy doing probably the most to push an electric vehicle future, you know, that it really didn't matter about that. It was all about the signaling. And the funny thing is, a lot of Tesla owners are now like putting like Honda on the back of their cars, you know, because you know, Cybertruck drives by and it says Honda on it. Oh, obviously Honda makes that now.
Yeah, well, it's a Trans Automotive, that's all.
I identify as a Honda.
I identify as a Honda.
Would that be transmission? You know.
Oh. Okay, well, if you're going to tell a joke like that, then I'll give you the dad joke of the week that I heard.
Hill for you.
What keeps all the water in the ocean?
I don't know what.
The seals.
Wah, wah. Well, that's like the asking what do the two fries do when they haven't seen each other for a long time?
What?
Ketchup.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
I believe I've got two hang-up worthy ones right there.
Gunjal will hang up on you in a New York second for any of those three, I'm pretty sure.
That's pretty good. We talked last week about, I'm going to turn in my Tesla so that I won't give Elon any money. Oh, guess what? You bought the car. You already gave him the money. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I like the fact that, what was it? The one guy was turning it in for a vehicle. He didn't even know what he was buying. He had to literally look back at
Chevy something. Yeah, that's what I'm buying. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, look, I drove a Tesla Model X. I went on a test drive.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful vehicle.
Mm.
I mean, it has acceleration like you cannot imagine.
Well, yeah, the lack of a gearbox helps.
Well, and also, it has some pretty cool Easter eggs in there, like celebration mode, which was maybe my favorite something I truly don't need thing.
Okay.
You push a button on the car and you're standing outside the car,
mm-hmm,
and the car plays loud music that you can hear from outside the car, mm-hmm, flashes its headlights, turns on its washers and wipers, and flaps the gull wing doors. Come on, who doesn't want that?
Your car is possessed.
I'm like, man, that's pretty cool.
Wait for the headlights to spin around.
And if I was in the demographic that I think they're going for with Tesla, where I lived a little closer to work and I had a charging station, I might buy one if it weren't for the extra at the time. The gas-powered Ford Expedition, admittedly a little bigger than the Model X, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
Model X does have a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference in similarly equipped vehicles was almost $35,000, 70 to 105.
Right.
And more if you wanted the auto drive stuff.
And the other thing is 10 years from now, you can still be driving the Expedition, but 10 years from now, you're going to need all new batteries for that car. And you want to know what the price tag for those are?
I'll bet I'm not going to like the number.
Well, let's just say it has a comma and a couple of digits to the left of it.
Oh, boy.
So, funny thing about that.
Mm.
I'm one, has there been like a Model S or something that has been around that long? But I don't know. And I do know the battery in my Prius. So I bought it in 2015, and this is now 2025, and it is still going. And I don't know when it's not going to be going, but I also know the way that, like, I used to get 58 miles to a gallon equivalency, right? Due to the charging.
Mm-hmm.
I now get 45 miles to a gallon. So I understand at the rate at which the battery is deteriorating.
So the estimates suggest that the Model S cost for battery replacement will be between $12,000 and $15,000. After labor charges, that jumps to $20,000 to $22,000. For the Model 3, the replacement cost will be about $16,000, with the battery alone costing $13,500.
Well, it'll be a little cheaper once we're getting our rare earth minerals from Ukraine.
Actually, I've heard we might be getting them from the Democratic Republic of Congo. All kinds of people want to give us rare earth now.
Yeah, I saw the Brixar Nation, and you can have the stuff that we don't care about.
Yeah, so I don't know enough about the insurgency in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I know the Democratic Republic of Congo is neither democratic or republic.
It is in the Congo.
Which, you're in the Congo, you better say that it is. Otherwise,
it's kind of like
something bad could happen.
Right. So I don't know, you know, is this like Syria where, you know, if you're going from bad to worse, or, you know, do we help them, or do we wait until he's overthrown and then help the guy who follows? I got no clue.
Well, I guess it matters what he has said about the Orange Man. Because the Orange Man normally goes off of last comments made. You know, he's not that bad a guy. All right, we're helping these guys. But he sucks. Let him die.
Hence the problem with the Houthis.
Yeah.
We are going to annihilate you. Oh, I don't think so, Mr. Pirate.
That's right. You and the blurfish.
We're about to get a big surprise.
So is that legitimate or was that a hoax?
What? Hootie the Blowfish?
No, the leaked bombing thing.
I thought
that's why you were mentioned it.
No, I just like the fact that we're, you know, we said we'd blast the crap out of them. They didn't listen, so we blasted the crap out of them.
You say what you will about Orange Man. He does have follow through. I think it's because he's a golf fan. You know.
And he's got that scary Secretary of Defense.
The scary Secretary of Defense, the scary border czar. Let's see, who else is scary?
Yeah, or as we like to call the Secretary of Defense, boss.
Yes,
sir.
So, have you gentlemen ever used the cryptid app Signal?
No, but I keep hearing about it today.
Okay,
I heard a little bit about it today, too.
Yes, I just gave you the reason why you were hearing about it and why I was making the comments I was about your who's being the blowfish stuff.
Oh.
So this guy has resigned?
No. But here's the thing. I am a Signal user because it's encrypted, you know, texting. You cannot just add a phone number. It has to be someone in your contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two, they have to accept the introduction, and then it shows everyone listed. So
it's not like he could listen in. Everyone would know he was there.
Yes. Number one, everyone knows he's there. Number two, I am seeing things and they're saying, is this fake, just to make these people look bad?
Huh?
Because, again,
considering your source material.
Yeah. So it's the same article. It was broken by a person in the Atlantic. And he said, oh, this person did this and all this kind of stuff, which is very, very easy to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
But well, if it was that kind of mistake, would they admit it? Due to the Records Act, this shouldn't be possible because Mr. Robot, the communication thing that they used there, that's what this was. When the message deleted itself in 1 minute, that was Signal.
Ooh.
So it's always fun when we see something that we were using, like Proton Mail, like, oh, I use that. And then you see it in Mr. Robot, and you're like, oh, okay. So, you know, your status verified. No. Like,
I'm using what the real people use. Look at me.
Yeah. So that's what was going on. That's the thing that happened. They're saying all this stuff. I can't tell if it's true just because you can never tell. Are these people, you know, is this Orange Man shaming, or did this really happen?
You know, they're still talking. You know, it's funny. They just now stopped talking about the price of eggs. So I frankly don't believe anything they say.
Well, I know a lot of because it's dropping.
Well, yeah.
So on that note,
Boone likes it.
Well, they were talking about Tesla stock dropping. It's been going up it's been up 7% since, like, I don't know, last week. So.
Well, I know that Elon had a meeting with his employees, and he went, hold on to your stock.
Yeah. You see what got released?
No.
With what?
The orders for the Tesla bot.
Oh,
that's why it's going up.
Mm. Tesla bot?
Yes. So
that's where the Terminators are going to come from?
Yeah, the AI revolution has already happened, and now we're just infiltrating the homes.
His name is Optimus, also known as TeslaBot.
Yes.
General purpose robotic humanoid.
I have everything I need. I have the canine protective force.
Well, there you go.
And we'll see how that bot does when he's covered in dog slime.
He's going to do pretty well. The way
designed for that?
I'm waiting for the dirty version of Optimus, because that's what I know. It's good. That's when the sales go through the roof. Right now, it's a novelty item.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't look like it looks like a dude, so yeah, it's not gonna sell as well.
The amount of snarification necessary.
I know.
Change that.
Which really is frightening in and of itself, right?
I don't even know who you are right now. Did you really say that? Really?
Yes.
Well, he hasn't been to Japan, so he doesn't understand just how wrong he is.
Yeah. I think we did some permanent damage with the nuclear bombs.
You know, you would have thought that, but I have a friend who is over there,
mm-hmm.
and he is learning Japanese history. And this friend of mine is a well-known philanderer. And he said, nah, they were messed up way before we got involved.
So it's just, you know, maybe it's the isolation. I don't know.
That may be, because... Okay, we're talking 17th century.
They closed off the border to everybody.
The geishas and everyone else, that everything that they have been a part of always revolved around that one thing.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. So this is probably where P. Diddy got his
inspiration.
Well, his statement, you know, what is it? There's no greater power than making another man bend to your will or something. He said things, and doesn't matter how you take it, they're all bad.
It's just raw. Yeah, please do not use the word bent. It's just...
Well, it's all ties, man. That's what it comes down to.
Here, I can start some controversy, Chief. Crutch.
Yes.
How's your Pope?
Not my Pope.
Please explain the logic underlying your conclusion. You've renounced the faith?
I've renounced the Pope.
You can't... You got it. They come as a package. It's a package. You get what I'm saying?
You would think that, but then you'd have to ask the Jesuits about that, wouldn't you?
He's one of them.
Okay.
Well, that's the problem. We should never have let that happen.
When I was in the sandstorm, I did see the Benny Jesuits. So does that count?
Was that right near the Benihana?
They're a little different. They're like,
I think the next Pope needs to be picked with a gum jabar. Oh, there's your hand in there. Prove me you're not an animal. We've just lost everybody who hasn't read Dune. So.
I know we have, but it's okay.
As I said, the voice. I heard it.
I hear it all the time whenever Hurricane speaks to me and I've done something wrong.
It's that voice.
Compels you to do things.
It does. It would normally, it compels me to think rats.
I heard a voice today. It said, I've made fall off the bone, baby back ribs. And I listened to that voice, and I'm very full.
Very good.
Where did they come from?
The meat itself was purchased by my wife. Such a deal she got. And she cooked them herself today, and they were lovely. And I gorged myself. I feel a little bad about that, but not much.
You know, would have been nice to get an invitation over sometime.
It would.
That is the perfect response.
So I love you, man. I love you, man.
Like, man, I love riffs. I bet you do. Too bad you're not having any of mine.
I'm sorry. I won't even share these with my son. We're going to have them finished before he comes back home. So,
yeah. There you go.
No. Dinner was outstanding. Today was actually... a really good day. It was one of those few days when you go to work, you go, I'm going to get a lot done. And I did. Nice.
Wish I could say that, but the cursing, the curse continues in my office.
Mm.
We had the plague of water, you recall.
Right.
So over the weekend, one of our government employees was in on Saturday doing God's work.
Really?
And she attempted to cook some popcorn in the microwave.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
She said that that it was really old popcorn and it somehow malfunctioned.
Or she said it for 35 minutes and walked away.
Or that could be. Because, yeah, it caught on fire.
Oh, God.
She's the only one in the office, and she goes, a lot of smoke poured out.
Wow. And the place smells like feet.
Yeah. And then she said to me, I'm glad the sprinklers didn't go off. I go, well, you really have to have flames before they'll go off. And I don't think we have any smoke detectors in our office because we're expendable. Let's be honest.
Row well and live 41.
Elon doesn't have to look
for who to let go, he could just flip a cigarette butt backwards and the whole building will go right up.
Explosion over his shoulder and him walking in slow motion.
I see him saying, to be or not to be. Flick, not to be.
To be. Aw, I'll miss you.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be out of the building. There'll be a giant goon-sized hole in the cinder block, but I'll be out.
With large pieces of people who are in front of you.
You do not want to be in front of the goon when this happens.
That's right.
That's choosing poorly.
So very true.
So yes, now we have the curse of fire. Oh, we had another fire. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you guys?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sunday evening. Epcot. Disney World.
Really?
France Pavilion. Couldn't happen to a nicer country, could it?
They had surrendered to the flames.
They go, a small plume of black smoke was seen, and they show it, and it looks like a bomb went off. I mean, it's almost a mushroom cloud of black smoke. They had apparently a walk-in cooler caught fire.
Oh, I thought they were, like, running the new Snow White movie. And somebody tried to stop it by burning the place down.
That's a bomb, too, apparently, so... What was that? Snow Oak and the, I don't know what they are.
And the seven uncanny valleys. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Oh, are you guys going to see it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm having a lot of fun watching the various reviews though on YouTube.
Part of me wants to see it out of morbid curiosity, you know, like, you know, watching an autopsy.
If you want to go and do a Mystery Science Theater, yeah.
Well, seeing as how if you went, you'd be the only two in the theater.
We wouldn't be disturbing anybody, and we can still get popcorn.
Oh, that's true. We could probably actually record our entire conversation and nobody would care.
No, there isn't going to be anybody there, so.
Yeah.
If you try.
Even the rats avoid that theater when it's playing.
Look, we got free popcorn. No thanks, man. No.
So we can take the quote from Aladdin, which is my favorite insult to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
When he was, one of the people was talking to Aladdin. And he said, not even the fleas will mourn your passing. It's, you know, that's.
Wow.
That's when you know you've hit a new low. So I've kept that one in the arsenal or equip, and the William Zabka quote that it strikes whenever there's about to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know even though you do not have the stature for this crutch, You do have the level of cojones from the conversations we've had and how you step up to people.
Most times looking up, but go ahead.
Yeah. And after making it.
Doesn't matter. You got the power.
And that's the key. So when they start backing down and you can tell, and then, you know, the simple words of your fear make air stink.
Yes. Oh my God.
Especially if you do it in any type of accent. It can be Italian, it can be Russian, it can be Japanese.
Your fear make air stink.
Will it work in German?
It works in every, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you say it. Because the look on the other person's face is now, what have I got myself into? I mean, will I survive?
Yeah, I made a serious mistake here.
The air is fetid with your fear. Ooh. There you go.
All right, your English is going too far back now.
Fetid?
Yeah.
It may not work with an English accent.
Well, it definitely won't work with a French. nobody could believe it.
Well, no, at that point, you're just saying it in the mirror. So,
no, you have to understand the last tough guy French, the last French tough guy was a girl.
Jeanne d'Arc.
Jeanne d'Arc.
There you go.
That's who I was thinking of. Yeah. After that, they adopted the famous French battle flag, white stars on a field of white.
Well, it's really easy to print those.
We showed it on the French because it's so foo-foo. Anyway,
it is. And their rifles that they give their infantrymen, they don't fire when you drop them and run.
Yeah, you don't want to accidentally scare the enemy.
No, of course not.
You know, speaking of the French, I mean, since we're going down this road.
Since we're
speaking of the French.
We're apparently beating them now.
Did you see Candace Owens' documentary?
On the French?
On the French president.
Macron?
Yes.
And his 700-year-old wife?
So, can you really say that? Because after watching... So, she had... Before she was let go from the Daily Wire, she said, I have proof that that person is really a man. Then, of course, she was let go of her contract. And, you know, that lots of stuff has happened over at Daily Wire. But
is that why?
Yeah, well, so initially it was because of the dust up between her and Shapiro.
Yeah.
And then, but after seeing this reports, documentary, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
I started questioning. I was like, wait a minute. And the fact that they sent a cease and desist, they did not say it was slander or not true. They just said, stop saying it.
Okay. Can I say something really quick? I happened to look her up, right?
Me too.
Her name is Brigitte Macron. Her office is the first lady / gentleman of France.
I'm telling you.
And just,
if you look at when, because they go over how a male was grooming Macron, and then later on, that same person is now just a woman. And with the way that society has slowly fallen apart, it's not hard to put those two together. Anyway, it's... At least it's nice. The documentary is nicely done. They have tons of information, stuff you probably wish you had never heard before, and now you can never look at people the same way. But this, I think this is 100% why she can make the statements with, you know, such bold confidence, and be like, "This is very easy to prove. If you're saying I'm wrong."
Right.
So, but they don't do that. It is much, much different than Mike Obama. You know, that's a whole different story.
Oh, did you guys hear the Michelle Obama podcast kind of tanked?
I heard that there was a specific reason for that.
Nobody listened to it?
It sucks. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, the thing is, because some of us did go down that road, and she had, first of all, the hairstyle that she chose, that person, she needs to kill that person.
Holy cow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they need to be strangled. It was terrible.
There was a rooster that died on her head, and they turned that into,
Oh Lord, I'm seeing the picture now.
There's a reason. This is why she didn't want to run for office, because the amount of stuff, and I don't think have you seen the AI morphs?
No.
Okay. So if everything, whoever
the new roles for role pitching, y'all.
Even she doesn't look happy with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually thought that it's her brother that does the podcast with her, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did.
Yeah.
This is what they say.
And honestly, I thought he was more engaging than she was in the couple of clips I did hear.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as Megan's podcast, but it was pretty close. A lot of self-talk. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. So that's what people thought that they wanted to hear. What? It's... Oh man, I can't find it. That's annoying. But I do have this. There are so many things like that right there. And if you had it at the national stage,
it's wrong.
How would you react? What would you be able to do?
I mean,
you can't tell people that could potentially be voting for you,
mm-hmm,
that they need to stop doing what exactly is going on. So this woman is constantly being harassed,
right,
or being all that kind of stuff in the spotlight. Told that they're of the other gender, demanding proof, all this other kind of stuff, it just goes downhill really fast. And it's like, you want to be subject to that over and over and over?
No. And
I know how Jane Curtin would handle it, but she can't do that. So,
yeah. But let's be honest, everybody's pretty sure that Obama was running the Biden administration, puppeteer as well, and it was a poop show. So they're
why did he do it so badly,
huh?
Why did he do it so badly there?
I don't know. Maybe he's out of practice. Not being in charge for 4 years can make somebody a little rusty.
Doesn't seem to have. Just not saying.
What have either of them done since leaving office? Other than grifting.
Oh, well, they had to they had to orchestrate the murder of a cook.
Oh.
That's not slanderous at all.
Allegedly.
Alleged. There you go. Thank you.
Better?
Much.
I just saw the light blinking from our attorneys, so it's okay. I know what you want.
Yes, Dewey Cheatham now.
Can we please get a law firm named Dewey Cheatham and Howe?
Seriously. I think we may need legal help. Who can say?
It was a joke, man.
Yeah.
Joke.
Really joking. We're a comedy podcast.
Comedy podcast is what we do.
But we try.
We try.
Sometimes it works.
You're probably thinking we should stick to the dad jokes, huh?
Well.
Probably right.
Well, we've had three. I think that's the limit for a show.
I think the child is going to hate me.
Dad.
It's still funny. So you have fun at work. I did. Building stuff all day and I got bored.
I'm sad that you got bored. But hopefully I just made your day.
Oh my God.
I can't click on that link.
You good?
Well, no, you'll hear it right now. That's all.
So these are the dangers of AI.
Yeah, all of a sudden I've been getting all these weird digitally edited videos of what would Disney characters look like if they were mafia bosses? You know, so it's like, what was it? What was the one? It wasn't Shrek. It was, it was Elsa and her sister, you know, and they're like,
Anna,
in like pinstripe suit. I was like, people have a lot of free time, I guess. I don't know. I guess
Mickey would look just like he does now.
I know, really. Mickey's already in a black suit, right?
You know, we could do that photo of him petting the cat like in The Godfather. No problem. You fit right in.
Yeah, this stuff is way too easy to make now. So what do you do? I mean, how do you prove it's fake? I mean, that's obviously fake.
One would hope so. Because if it isn't, then somebody has a lot of explaining to do.
So very true.
Lots of explaining. You are right about that.
Well, that explaining will have to wait till next week. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we reach that time again where we're just kind of mildly rambling, getting ready for another week of fun and frivolity. Thank you once again for joining us this week. We'll see you next week. But before we go, a word from our commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by the Chief's new Desert Guide Service. Visiting Arrakis? Want to wrangle a sandworm? Let Moadib and his band of merry men show you the Fremen way. Another happy pole service designed to make your vacations even better. And Swimming with the Fish wishes a happy birthday to Canine Protective Force Corporal Wendy and her siblings on today, their second birthday. Their mom Harper says, thanks for remembering, they're your problem now. Also, this would have been the 100th birthday of Goon's mom. Happy birthday in heaven, mom. And the Disney Movie Profitability System. Want to make movies that make money? Yeah, this won't help. Just tick off all your customers, save for a small percentage, and then squander a bundle of investors' dough on a movie nobody wants. You need 800 mil to break even, and you make less than 100 mil. That's what the rest of us call a poor choice, and Bob Iger calls pushing an agenda. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.